All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Here comes the heat, and I'm not talking about the Celtics. A second round of checks about to be sent to low-income workers. And yay, congratulations, Rihanna had the baby.
Oh my God.
Melissa has the juice coming up.
All right, well, you'll never hear another Beyonce-Sean Paul collaboration again. And if you're looking forward to seeing Doja Cat live this summer, got some bad news for you.
Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, big win for the Celtics, but some of you Celtics fans make me sick. Plus, a phenomenal story was told at Fenway Park.
But first, well, depending on how you feel about the weather, it's going to be the best weekend or it's going to be the worst.
Hey, yeah,
scorching
baby.
Temperatures are expected
scorching.
With excessive heat on both Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the 90s in most areas with the heat index. Oh, Lord, between 95 and 100.
Yes.
If you're on the Cape, though, it'll be a little cooler. It'll be in the 70s. Oh, man, that's a lot.
That Triple H. You know what that Triple H is?
Hazy, hot, and humid.
There you go.
Meanwhile, with Revere Beach about to be back this weekend, state police plan to increase presence there after there were a bunch of fights last weekend. There will be a parking ban in effect at 6 p.m. on Saturday at Revere Beach Boulevard, and the beach closing time will be enforced at 8:30.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes, Leroy.
Pebbles, Melissa.
Yes.
On days like tomorrow and stuff. Mm-hmm. Y'all really wake up upset about the heat?
Yes.
Like, really? For real?
I'm not upset, but I just plan my day differently. Like, I
hate humidity.
It's too much for me. I can't handle it.
I'd even ask for a beer. Yeah.
The Pebble said it before. The thighs.
Chub rub. Chub rub.
No, see, you don't understand. And the boob sweat.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's just so uncomfortable.
Not to mention your hair. Like, don't even bother putting on makeup or doing anything with your hair on days like that, because it just destroys it.
Uncomfortable.
And if for someone like me who still doesn't have air conditioning in their car, I'm just going to stay in an air conditioned room all weekend.
I love it. Oh my God.
Well, for people who love it, it's going to be a great weekend for you, so enjoy it. A second round of $500 checks will soon be sent out to about 330,000 low income workers in Massachusetts. It's part of the COVID-19 Essential Employee Premium Pay Program. Eligibility will be based on 2021 Massachusetts tax returns. Now, if you're eligible, you don't need to do anything. You'll automatically just be sent a check. And if you want to find out if you're eligible or if you have any other questions, you can get all the info. We have it on the Hot 96.9 Facebook page. And it's a celebration. Rihanna had the baby.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh. No sleep. It's beautiful.
Oh, yes, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are now parents of a baby
Leaky
boy.
Boobs. Awesome.
TMZ reports that the baby was actually born on May 13, so they kept it secret for a little while. We don't have a name yet, but I can't wait to see.
Getting mad at each other in the middle of the night because you're both pretending to be asleep while the baby's crying.
Yay! Hey, listen. We're happy. There's a new baby in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. I'm happy
babies.
It's not me this time.
Oh. You are Nick Cannon. Yeah. Oh, here's God. Melissa with the juice.
Well, if you were looking forward to seeing Doja Cat live this summer when she opens for the weekend at Gillette, I may have some bad news for you. She's been battling some throat issues lately because of an abscess on her tonsils, and she tweeted that a doctor had to perform surgery. Oh. She said that it stems from her addiction to vaping. And according to her tweet, quote, "My whole throat is effed, so I might have some bad news coming soon." Yeah. Doja, of course, is set to join the Weeknd on his After Hours Till Dawn tour starting July 8th. So we'll see what happens there. Believe it or not, attacking Dave Chappelle may have been the least violent thing dude's ever done. Chappelle's attacker, Isaiah Lee, is now facing an attempted murder charge for a separate event. So apparently he stabbed his roommate back in December. Mm-hmm. But it flew under the radar until the Chappelle incident because the roommate wasn't able to identify him. But then all the publicity started coming out about the Dave Chappelle thing. So then they were like, wait a minute.
The roommate?
Yes.
Who got stabbed by his roommate.
Correct.
Couldn't identify him.
Correct.
Until he saw a grainy footage of the guy tackling Dave Chappelle?
Yes.
That does not make sense.
Yeah, well, after all the criticism now that Isaiah Lee wasn't facing a felony for the Chappelle thing, it looks like he will now be charged with a felony, and he pleaded not guilty to that attempted murder charge. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, really. And back when Sean Paul and Beyonce collaborated on the song Baby Boy in 2003, there was a lot of rumors going around that the two may be hooking up. And until recently, we didn't know how those rumors affected both of them. Sean Paul spilled the beans in a recent interview, saying that Beyonce was not too happy about the rumors and confronted him, saying, "Hey, what's all these rumors about?" And he was like, "Listen, I'm not saying anything." And then she said, "Well, these rumors are kind of messing with my career." And then he said, "Well, they're not messing with mine." Now, prior to the confrontation, he and Beyonce were on the Rock the Mic tour together, but he said that he started noticing his set would start glitching. He was having audio problems.
Now
his mic was getting shut off a
lot. That's evil.
And he blames
not crushing somebody with an elevator door.
That his career started getting sabotaged, saying that he wasn't allowed to perform that song with Beyonce at the VMAs, and in fact, ever again. And when asked if there's any truth to the rumors, he said nobody wishes there was.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
All right.
Who's going to run out and be like, no, I didn't have sex with Beyonce if people are saying that?
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, we back, baby. The Celtics took apart the Heat 127-102. It was easy money. Al Horford, Marcus Smart were back, and yes, they made a huge difference.
Congratulations!
Yes, sir. But you know who wasn't there for the game? Celtics guard Derek White. He left the team for the birth of his child. That's a beautiful thing. But some of these Celtics fans, you low down dirty rat. Ooh, they had the nerve to criticize him for not being with the team. It's disgusting. It really is. Now, I'm not here to tell anybody how they should feel if they were in that situation. But come on, y'all. Y'all really got to respect the man's decision to be there for the birth of his child.
First baby.
Oh, you talk about selfish.
He should care about me. I spent $70 for this ticket.
Man, please.
He should think about me. Shut up.
All right, exactly. If it was Jason Tatum.
Still.
That's different.
No, it's not.
Okay, see,
no, it's not.
See?
No, it's not.
There are people out there that feel that way.
No, listen, as a fan, of course, I'm going to be like, oh, he should play. But, you say that for about 3 seconds, and then you think about it as a human, and you put yourself in that situation, and of course you're not. You're
well, some
go,
people don't get that far.
Ooh, you got that right,
Pebbles. Good point.
Yeah. Over at Fenway, the Red Sox were down by 4, but Trevor Story caught fire, hitting 3 home runs, and the Red Sox beat the Seattle Mariners 12-6. They'll play again tonight at 7:10. Celtics Heat Game 3 at the Garden goes down tomorrow night at 8:30, or let's be honest, it's more like 8:45-ish. They don't, they're liars.
You'll
I don't know what's
right.
going on. And that's just sports.
Today's good news is a congratulations to Serena Condon. So she's a junior at Scituate High School and just won first place in a statewide mental health art contest that was put on by the Massachusetts Association for Mental Health. So her submission was a mixed media piece. It featured her face in a scene of Photoshop that has magazine pictures as a background to show what the media shows us of what we're quote unquote supposed to to look like. She says that she was motivated to enter the contest because she wanted to let people know that no matter how old or young you are, it's okay to just be struggling at some point. A lot of people are. So congratulations to Serena. That's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.